Our first scripture reading this morning comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, various passages. So, you know, if you're going to follow along in the Bible, you're going to get a little bit of aerobic reading this morning. But it's chapter 17, verses 4 through 6, 38 to 40, 48 to 51. Hear these words, and you should know this story by heart. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had grievous of bronze on his legs, and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk, but he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I am not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi, and put them in his shepherd's bag. In the pouch, his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." When the Philistine drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran, stood over the Philistine. He grasped Goliath's sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him. Then he cut off Goliath's head with it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.